God bless you, dear friend. Thank you so much for releasing the seed. Know that the hand of the Lord is upon you in this season for good things. Now, the Lord said this is a season in the month of September. It's going to be an excellent time for you to begin to just relax and take on some pleasant activities. Now, the enemy will be trying to tempt you. He's going to be trying to mess with you. He's going to be trying to mess with your emotions, your mind, and your spirit. He will try to tempt you in other areas. He will try to tempt you in your mind, tempt you in your thoughts, and tempt you in your flesh. But God says, do not partake of that. Also, he could try to bring some kind of something, or everything that you do, the Lord says, make sure that you do it in honesty, and that whatever you're deciding to do or get involved in, that it is something of integrity, and that it is legal, is whatever the Lord is saying. Don't do anything that is not right in the sight of the Lord. You'll also begin to see that the Lord says that you're going to may have to deal with some high bills or other financial issues in the month of September. And yet God said if you need extra cash, God says you're going to find it and it's going to be there for thee to handle such matters. For the Lord says even around the 8th of the month, the Lord says you're going to receive news about work or health or maybe some kind of creative endeavor that you might be doing. Also around the 13th, you're going to be quite busy. Seems like from the 9th until around about the 17th, you're going to be quite busy with calls or errands or mental or some written work or things of that nature. And yet God says, don't allow the busyness and the hectiness to cause you to become impatient, to cause you to become pushy. Don't be too pushy in your communication, saith the Lord of hosts. You're going to find that from the 22nd until the end of the month, you're going to have a fresh start. For God said, I bring new doors and new opportunities your way. And the Lord says, don't ignore this golden opportunity that you're going to be having from the 22nd to the end of the month, saith the Spirit of the Most High.
And I further hear the word of the Lord say to you this month of September that this is a highlighted month concerning career and opportunity. So I hear Father God saying this is a season where you're taking a look at your personal presentations concerning work, employment. And Father God says this is the month to begin to get the resume out. But Father God says he's going to call you to number your days and apply yourself to wisdom. And I hear Father God saying, pay attention to your wardrobe in this season. I hear Father God saying this is the season to begin to adorn yourself. Father God says, begin to take up the program for the weight loss, the exercise program. And I hear Father God say this is a season where you're restoring balance to your body, your mind, and your household. And I even further hear Father God saying this is the season around September, the first and second week of September, I hear Father God saying this is the season where you're going to begin to take on new social activity. And I hear Father God saying delay does not mean denial. Father God says this is also the season to begin to pay attention to what's taking place with family members. For Father God said you may be called to mediate something between family members and or siblings. So Father God says this is the season to meditate, to pray with family, and just to keep family lifted up in prayer. And that is the word of the Lord.
Well, all right, my friend, listen, stay tuned, listen to the word from the team of prophets, and I will be right back.
God bless you, Sister Francis. I hear the word of the Lord for you saying that there's going to be a gathering of some sort, and God says that he's going to just fill you with the right words, the right insight, the right understanding. And God says that there's, you're going to be speaking, but God says it's important for you to listen and also to listen to what's not being said. And that is the word of the Lord.
God bless you, Sister Francis. The word of the Lord is speak with clarity. Speak with understanding. As God concurs in your heart, he answers and the direction you need to go. And that is the word of the Lord.
God bless you, Sister Francis. I just hear God saying that this is a time and season you're going to see the fruits of everything that you've sown. I see God bringing forth the harvest in due time. God says manifestation is coming. The rewards are coming. God says you're reaping the rewards. You're reaping the rewards. God says we be at peace and not be angry and sin not. And God says, don't have worry or any doubt or concern about anything in reference to the family. God says, be at peace see at peace. And I see him turning around some things in the work. I don't know if you work for yourself or if you are working for another organization or a company, but God is turning around some things pertaining to work, and that's the word of the Lord.
And Sister Frances, this is a time and a season of new beginnings and new structures and new orders. God is just bringing new people and right relations in your midst, and receive them. And that is the word of the Lord.
God bless you, Sister Frances. I hear the word of the Lord saying, pay attention to details in this season. For I hear Father God saying, it's in the details that's going to bless you. I do hear Father God saying, clean out the closets, clean out the clutter, and not just the physical clutter, the emotional clutter as well. For I hear Father God saying, many changes, many opportunities. And Father God says, clean up where you're living, clean out where you're living to move on. But Father God says, favor concerning a move. And that is the word of the Lord.
Well, I want to thank you once again, Sister Frances, for the miracle seed of $51. No woman of God. The Lord says that I bring you into a season where you must guard your words. For the Lord says, prepare, for the enemy is busy. Prepare, for this is a season where the enemy would try to attack thee. But God said, I give you peace in the midst of the storm. It's a time of reflection. It's a time where you're going to look back over the last 3 to 7 years and take note of some things that you've gone through. And yet it's a time of where devolution precedes evolution, or when the breaking down begins in order to begin to initiate some new building up. And yet it's a season when it's like the house is being torn down brick by brick and leveled in order to rebuild again, and that's where you're at. And yet the first step is reconstruction. The Lord says, be mindful of this time and of your time as you move with the flow of the Spirit. And as you do that, you'll be able to operate in the law of release and be willing to let go of the things and people and situations and places that are no longer serving you. So read the language of this season, saith the Lord of hosts. For you're going to begin to see that between now and the end of September, the beginning of October, health-wise, the Lord says the enemy is going to be busy, so open your eyes. And yet God says, I'm going to give you strategies, for the enemy is seeking a place. He's seeking to try to attack your health. It's a time where lingering or chronic things, nagging things could try to show up in your body. And yet, the Lord says, the victory lies in you keeping your mind stayed on the Lord. For this is a season where he would try to attack thee physically, your ears, your eyes, your throat, your emotions, your ability to taste and smell. He would try to attack your 5 senses. But the Lord says, I give you peace. And as you digest my word and stay in my word, that would be the greatest medicine for thee. Be mindful, saith the Lord, that you do not allow colds or other conditions to linger in this season during this season or continue without proper attention. And yet holistic herbs and vitamins would do a lot for you, but nothing greater than my word. He would try to visit your emotions. He would try to make you feel as if you're not worthwhile. He would try to rob you of your joy and your hope and your vision. So God says, it's important that you choose life in all thy ways, saith the Spirit of the Most High. God bless you, woman of God. Thank you. Sister Frances, peace.